Yo. What's happening? Good evening. It's your boy Jay with the Ink, and you're tuned in to another episode of the Peas in the Pod podcast. I got my co-host back. Two weeks in a row, y'all. Two weeks in a row.
Popping it.
Damn, we doing good.
Showing out, yeah.
That first of all. Second of all, check us out. Check us. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, this is nice.
Check out the visuals for it. We switching cameras and shit. You know what I'm saying? Hey, listen. We a real part, not to it. You know what I'm saying? What's happening, though?
It being that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I was like, shit, we having so much fun. Why not? Let's put some visuals behind the content, man. You know what I'm saying? So, yo.
Even though you ain't tell a nigga name. Like.
I really forgot.
Okay. Okay.
I forgot.
I'm a little.
I forgot for sure. You know what I'm saying?
What's up with you? What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm chilling. We. I'm kind of excited. Like, you know, like.
I ain't never heard you speechless.
Hey. Hey, listen. Yoshi had made me go crazy that we was like, you know, it's an up charge. So basically what Yoshi's saying is, if you bring these lights out, you better have your money right.
it ain't
what my dog said, man.
Only the lights, these camera setups and all of that, you know.
Hey, put a W in the chat though if you fucking with the visuals. You know what I'm saying? Like, share the live. And let's get active. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? They probably ain't gonna like this shit. They gonna like this shit. Y'all with this big nigga to cut like this, huh? Hey, man, but.
Okay, then, pop it.
You know what I'm saying? They wasn't expecting this with the logo at the top. You feel me? Boy, go ahead, Yoshi. Boy, you outdid yourself, boy. Clap it up for my dog, man. Give my dog a round of applause, man. You know what I'm saying? Clap it up for my dog.
Clap it up for you. Putting it together and stuff, like, you know, making a, like, you know.
You know what I'm saying?
Even having
Teamwork, man.
Get out there like that. Because a lot of people do not like to do the visuals. Like, most people rather just record and,
post
that stuff. So you got to feel good about yourself to want to, like, get in front of the camera. Everybody be like, oh, I want to lose weight first. I want to get this first before I get on camera. But
you gonna see me fat first. We ain't gonna keep doing too much of the big boy shit. But you know, we here with it. Down, how many of you got? Oh, we at 9. All right, cool. So listen, hey, I appreciate you, my boy. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you share the live, man.
Yeah, that's L Murphy from the Digital Studios Podcast.
Hey, L.
I appreciate
and the DJ
you, man.
Blaze Radio Show Podcast.
Appreciate y'all, man. Appreciate it. Hey, shout out to Crux Media for sure.
Definitely.
For sure. They lit, man. You know what I'm saying? But man, what's happening, man? I got your boy on film.
What's the question of the day, man? You can't get Hollywood now.
Is this man like, starstruck over his day? Own self?
Yeah, you feel me? Like, I feel like I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying?
Starstruck over
like,
his own self. I love it.
I feel like we doing it.
I love it.
I feel like we doing it. But Shay has some interesting topics. You know what I'm saying? So you could just randomize that bit. Just throw it in the air and we're going to catch it.
Okay, that's a bit. So, Facebook family, you know, y'all that's, you know, be tuned in to Facebook and stuff like that. It was a little post, like, floating around a little earlier in the day. It was a pretty long post, so I don't know if you really got into, like, the details of it. But it did touch on some topics that, you know, it touched on some interesting topics. One of the things that came up, so it's a young man, you know, I'm assuming single, no kids. He did make a post, and he was just pretty much talking about, like, women saying, oh, women that already have children saying, oh, I don't want to have kids, any more children until I'm married. So he like, what the fuck? Like, I want to have a child first, then get married. So, like, that part of the status kind of struck a nerve with some people. So how you feeling about that? Like, dealing with somebody that have kids and they got certain stipulations before they have more? Or do you even want more kids?
Do I want more kids? I want more kids with the right person. Like, you know, like I don't want no more baby mamas.
How do you determine if somebody is the right person though? Like,
I don't know. We're just gonna leave it up to God.
Just go with the flow.
Right.
Just go with what feel right. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
so you prefer to be married before you have more kids? Cause you got one, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you prefer to be married before you have more kids or
No, okay. Not necessarily, but like, I mean, I do want to get married though, if that makes sense. But like, as far as like, it ain't like a requirement though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm one of them people or one of them women that I do prefer to. I would rather be married before I have another child. I'm not opposed to having a child outside of wedlock. I'm not opposed to it because one thing about me, I love kids. So I'm on that. I want to grow my family. You know, I'm gonna make better decisions than what I made before.
Well, you a tough ass nigga though, if you could goddamn
what
all them children.
I want me by two more. I can do by two more and a dog. Come ready.
I got you know, two maximum. Like, nigga, not going over that for sure. But I feel what brother man saying it though, cause like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's kind of weird for a man to have standards nowadays. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's always like a frowned upon situation. Like,
my opinion on that, because I got an opinion on that, I don't think people have an issue with a man having standards. It's just the fact that most of y'all men just started getting standards. And so y'all starting out loud and aggressive with y'all's standards.
So, like, women always have standards? they do it. Cause y'all wouldn't have bit that motherfucking apple if that the case.
Yeah, listen, in my personal opinion, I don't know the numbers. I ain't looked this up or nothing like that. I can't give y'all no hardcore facts on it, but I do feel like women usually be a little more put together when it come to men, when it come to like knowing what they want. Niggas.
So how y'all keep running through niggas?
What you mean? Like, I mean, I guess that what come with it. If you know what you want and you know somebody's not living up to that standard, then
but
why stay? Just go to the
next. He was what you wanted in the beginning, though. So, like, y'all
that,
really
that
don't be knowing what
y'all
want.
That's why it's important to be getting to know people. That's why it's important to take your time and get to know people. You can't just pop out, like, just fucking. You know what I'm saying? Like, that be the main thing. Y'all men have told women that, oh, it's okay to fuck on the first night. So now you fucking on the first night and then trying to get into and then trying to come with standards after you've already fucked. Cause 9 times out of 10, if you
So niggas be coming with the standards after they fuck? That what you're saying?
No, women.
Oh yeah.
Women
yeah,
come
yeah,
with
yeah.
standards after they fucked on the first night.
Like, I mean, fucking on the first night should be like.
Should be what?
It shouldn't be like a thing. If you do it, you do it. It's not like you're just classifying it as that.
But the world has made it a thing. Most people be like, ain't nothing wrong with fucking on the first night. Why would I? A lot of people, well, one thing they try to get away from was the wait until marriage for sex. I don't blame nobody for not waiting until they get married to have sex, but that's an old standard. That's an old standard. That was before.
You a hoe and you burnt out. You can wait that long. You done dog that coochie that wee-wee. You out here talking about you goddamn gonna wait till marriage 20. That's a long ass time, but you don't know when you gonna get married. Or now you just gonna be chasing marriage. You know what I'm saying? Trying to stand on your word, but.
PJ Gregg says, so y'all the reason why y'all can or can't have the relationship y'all want.
Hey, listen, that was, you feel me? Like,
it take two, PJ. It's not about one sex. It's not about one party. It take two. Like,
no, it's not. But like, it's different types of men though. And like, y'all don't know how to like choose in between which one is which. You feel me? Like, you can't look at a nigga and tell, like, oh, this what going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, because niggas know how to put that shit on as a facade. And
And that's why you can't treat everybody the same. That's why you can't, as a woman, like, you shouldn't fuck with every person the same. And men have issues with that. Oh, you let that other nigga do this. You let that other man do that. But well, you really, truly
ain't no way. Ain't like, no way niggas doing that.
Well, saying, yeah, oh, you let that other nigga do this. Yeah, yeah, all the time. Oh, you acting like this with me. I see it all the time. Don't y'all be posting that? It's one post that y'all guys say all the time. It's like, you was a hoe with all them other niggas. Now you want to get with me and be in a relationship. Y'all say that all the time.
That be them niggas who be goddamn fucking them hoes, though. And you fucking that bitch. And you fucking that bitch raw for her to even want to be in a relationship with you. So that's your fault, pal. You know what I'm saying? Like, Yoshi say, I ain't waiting till marriage. You know what I'm saying? Like, God damn, like, you ain't the Virgin Mary. Especially you got some miles on that coochie. You gonna tell me we got to wait till marriage?
You doing that shit that I say y'all need to do.
I think you got to kick the ties. You know what I'm saying? So you got to check under the hood.
What if we get married?
You know, I ain't buying the car without finding out that bitch run.
What if we get married and you just dog don can't fuck? You get stiff as a board. Like, you ain't flexible or nothing. The nigga can't do nothing more than what going on. Boy, hell no.
What PJ say?
No, y'all be saying, I got another nigga who will do what you won't do.
Man, bro, listen. Hey, listen.
Then y'all go to that nigga.
Hey, listen, y'all female. I'm telling you.
Women do say that. We've been raised to say that.
Well, I ain't been raised to say that shit.
You crazy as fuck. But women... mother figures, women figures and girls' lives be like, well, one man won't do, another man will. That's such a common.
They probably had two boyfriends though. Y'all be having just six niggas that you texting. And you got them, like, you got them off of them niggas just swiping up telling you your ass fat or you pretty. That's it. Like, it wasn't no connection or nothing. Your mama actually had two niggas who she could play with. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all don't be having one nigga.
Listen.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what hell no?
Well, I sure ain't got a dog in that fight because I ain't got now.
You ain't got now?
I ain't got now. What?
Hey, wait, hold on. Like the other day you had somebody else.
I wasn't going to say nothing.
Because I told y'all that I stopped that. I told y'all that I had stopped that.
You stopped what?
She wasn't here last week.
That wasn't last
was just
week
when we were heels.
No, when we was talking about the Valentine's Day stuff, y'all remember that? Flowers and stuff like that.
My man's was doing this thing.
Come on now.
That's what you said.
Y'all was not following. Hey Don,
I'm open for the sponsors now. I ain't been showing your logo because I drank this every episode, no?
Even in the 1500s, they wasn't waiting for marriage. It just wasn't popularized. Yeah, I don't think that people been fucking and saying that they were virgins. And like they been
I wish a motherfucker would. Ain't nothing wrong with making me wait. Don't get it twisted. You know what I'm saying? I like
hey,
the chase.
Hey, Dijanae, we miss you, girl.
Man, don't make me get on her ass. Don't make me get on her ass, bro.
Not too much.
I done told you don't even join right now until you get your shit together, twin. You know what I'm saying? Because look at what we done did. Challenge, you're supposed to be part of this. Look at. Come on, man.
Okay, listen, the view steady going up.
Hey, listen, check. We switching camera angles and all on y'all ass now.
PJ talking about me. He said you sound like Control Chaos.
She is Control Chaos. Prime example.
I mean, it's kind of like a girl card or... like, you know how you get in a girl car, you might look at it like, what the fuck is this? But she know how to find everything in her car. It be like that sometimes. That's it. Life be like that sometimes. Shit be all over the place. But I know how to find, I know how to
direct
my focus.
Y'all hell. But yeah, bro, I'm not, like I say, I'm cool with waiting a little bit. I like unexpected coochie anyway. I like getting that shit when I ain't really like, thinking I ain't gonna get it. I just, you know what I'm saying? Especially if I'm just like liking the chill around you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, some unexpected coochie. Hoo wee, I love it.
It's like Christmas.
That make it better, right?
That shit like Christmas.
Boy, I promise you, bro, that shit better than Christmas. One thing you get on Christmas is socks. Nah, anyway. You know what I'm saying?
From your
socks
kids
in the toboggan. Like, fuck.
Talking about socks and toboggan.
Word. I love me some unexpected coochie, so you feel me? Like,
oh, for me?
You shouldn't have, man. You shouldn't have, man.
But I will partake.
Nah, don't start treating it like a present, no.
No. It's not the present.
It ain't no present, no. You ain't just gonna dangle it over me like a prize. Like you jump this high, I'm gonna get it to you. Bitch, I just won't get it. I just told.
It is a present, but don't weaponize it, maybe.
What?
Weaponizing it. Like, don't be like, oh, you ain't did this, so you ain't getting that. Like, that's weaponizing it. It's still a treat.
And niggas start, y'all better start acting like that, boy. Cause you the one doing all the thrusting. You know what I'm saying? You got to put in work to put in work. Like, God damn. You know she ain't gonna hop on top.
Oh my God.
Fuck. What hell no, boy? Then I ain't gonna lie. Motherfucker make you wait on some lazy pussy. Bro,
what's a lazy pussy?
Well, y'all just only thing
y'all lay there.
Right, only thing they can do is bend over.
Yeah, bend over or lay.
Bend over and lay there, and you can't even arch your back right. Your ass be curled up. You get scoliosis.
Not curl up.
Scoliosis.
He said curl up. We not gonna do this today, y'all. We not gonna do this today. This is not about to be about y'all just getting on the girls.
I'm just saying, that's what you here for. You here for them though. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, listen, they get the scooting that chair up on the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't even the sex.
It's the scooting the chair for me.
It wasn't even the sex for real. I just fuck with you.
So, the original question was about the, you know, dealing with somebody that got kids and, you know, if they want to wait till marriage to have more kids. You don't like no what?
With a lot of kids.
I mean, that's fair. If a person only got one or two kids, like, in my personal opinion, unless you want a big family, unless you got some type of something going on where you might not be able to procreate, I don't really see a person that got zero to two kids dealing with somebody that got a lot of kids, unless that's their preference. A lot of men like women with a lot of kids, and
that's because them niggas can't make their fucking own.
And mothers tell their boys, like, get you a woman that got some kids, because in most cases they usually be a little more stable.
My mama ain't never said no shit like that. I swear to God she didn't. She ain't never said get no woman with no kid. And y'all niggas some
what
tough.
What kind of advice y'all you niggas do some when tough it comes ass, to that? Like, what kind
meet of meet a girl where you need her to be at.
Okay, that's fair.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
so,
shout out to Miss Kim.
Right, because y'all niggas be. Anyway, I be seeing y'all niggas share that weak ass stepdaddy this. I'm going to be with a nigga baby mama this. Nigga, go make your own. And you'll see how a nigga don't give a fuck about that shit. You water shooting out the dick ass nigga. You can't even make none. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you say?
I had my two sons and I waited till I got married to have another one.
Right, bro. And listen, I bet. So, like, I'm on my own little journey right now. Like, I ain't even. Bitch, please. You can't even say you talking to me, touching me, none of that. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't even be like on that bullshit, bro. I'm on the same type of time. Like, a nigga really do want companionship. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I just don't be selling it, bro. Like, you do shit on, like, we out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't be with all that, bro, because life too short. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't one of them niggas who, oh, this my fish. My fish ain't going nowhere. If that fish want to swim, doggy bone, you got to let that fish swim, doggy. You know what I'm saying? That kitchen get hot, you still got to cook, though. You feel me?
And that's after being single for 4 years. You know, PJ, I used to think it was so crazy when I hear people say that they've been single for, like, a long period of time, like 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. I thought that was so crazy. Like, dog, what's up with that? But now, as a person that's walking that walk.
Girl, you, like, ain't been single 4 years.
I have been single. Have I dated? Yes, absolutely. But okay, that, then, my relationship status didn't change. Dating and being in a relationship is two different things.
Okay, so what constitutes? And because I think that that's a thing.
That's literally a thing, bro.
What is I think each person's definition of a relationship, because sometimes I've been just dating.
Okay.
I've been dating you for for 3 years.
And then the other person might.
I've been dating you for 3 years. You've been in a relationship with me for 5.
That's why I hate. I ain't gonna say and I hate men because I just love make men. But oh my so, god,
a motherfucker make themselves so committed to you. Well, I ain't dealing with nobody else. So bitch, ain't nobody asked you to do that.
Oh my god, you guys are so ungrateful. Ungrateful. Like that sounds so ungrateful. Well, I mean,
because you could be lying.
That sounds.
Nigga, you could be lying.
Like a motherfucker, and I ain't trying to see. I'm people already telling you what we on. Y'all know what y'all women really do is try to manipulate niggas into a relationship.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't gonna talk about that because that's definitely what y'all be doing. Like, y'all listen, some manipulators, man.
I plead the fifth.
And y'all be trying to manipulate a nigga with that soggy ass and the nigga that it been
niggas pussy not worth. Bad now. Come on now. I'm gonna stop saying that too. That's such a hard word.
Every pussy ain't good either. Down show ain't. You can bet your bottom dollar on that one. Motherfuckers don't even be having no good coochie. It literally be your personality sometimes that keep you around. And then y'all be thinking it the coochie. It don't be the coochie. Never has been, never will.
I can't say
motherfucker
that.
Get hit in that deep throat shit and down there break your shit. Hunger. That shit don't be feeling good, but I'm going to let you think you're doing your big one. You know what I'm saying? Hunger. I'll be like, God damn. Oh, God. Trying to tear your damn esophagus up, but you know, you feeling like you pleasing me, so like I ain't going to rain on your parade, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay, views.
Where the views at? Where we at?
You at 37.
Okay, then talk to me. Mm-hmm. Shut that lie, though.
They coming on in.
You know what I'm saying? What the hell, you feel me?
PJ said it take that because people be with you benefit nowadays. It really take honest, real talk conversation.
Yeah. Oh,
don't nobody, women don't want no honesty now. Not for real.
Niggas don't be wanting no honesty. Bro, I ain't gonna just put it on. Cause bro, we got some niggas. Y'all niggas who ain't had no father figure in your life, it shows, bro. Y'all niggas be acting just like these women out here. That's why these women act just like these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, but y'all niggas be doing some hoe ass shit, man.
That's what like, they do, man.
You gonna have to elaborate because
for one, going through that phone, that's some hoe shit.
That's the first. Oh my
god, that's some hoe shit.
Why is you going through
to my making all that fuss, right, bro? You goddamn down that bitch to hugger.
Oh my god.
Okay. I'm saying I'm so ready you get your ass up and jump on this pony. You feel me? Because whatever, you know, like, but I know when I'm down there eating some coochie, though.
Oh,
you feel me?
That's crazy.
You feel me?
That's crazy. Me? So women.
Y'all body don't lie. You can't fake the shudder shiver shit. You get that superhuman strength. You fighting. Yeah, y'all body don't lie. So I know, and I ain't doing my job.
So basically, like, well, you basically literally just saying you make the sex. Like,
men should make the sex. Because honestly, as a man, if you still fucking for you fucking like a little boy. You supposed to be fucking to please your woman. That's literally what we
and
doing.
And vice versa.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to get her off before me. She gonna butt 50 of these motherfuckers before I get the half one. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially that your girl. Boy, please.
I was about 18. I was dating a 42-year-old.
You was dating that or you was in a relationship?
I wasn't in a relationship.
You was hanging out. Y'all was hanging out, hooking up.
No, her name is. We about to lock her ass up.
I wasn't in high school. I hadn't even graduated. I had been out of high school about 2 years.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. Going through that phone is for fucking suckers.
Yeah.
For sure.
You are a, listen, brother man, if you wake up, whatever thought crosses your mind, whatever you was doing to make the thought cross your mind, don't ever do it again.
No, but but here's the thing. If you feel the urge to go through somebody's phone, you deserve whatever you see.
Oh, man.
Whatever you see, you deserve. Because I think that your insecurity is what caused you to go through that phone.
Man, listen.
It was your, it's your own insecurity within yourself that caused you to go through that phone. And if you feel like, I've never, ever in my life had the urge to go through.
But listen.
No woman's
phone. I went through one phone, bro, and caught that shit. And I, only way I can describe this out-of-body experience, it's like, a crackhead one time, I was locked up. I was locked up. He was in the vent telling us. He was like, boy, I tried to kill myself. I tried to smoke a whole lot of dope. You know how they say you smoke a whole lot of dope, you gonna die? Mm-hmm. You ain't gonna die. Just get real quiet.
Listen, they don't fucking die. I'm telling you what. Listen, I know.
I swear to God, I felt that though, because that what happened, bro. It just got quiet as a bitch. Like,
when you went through somebody's phone?
What? Boy, I'm talking, my ears get the ringing in that bitch.
How long ago was this?
We ain't gonna talk about that.
How long ago was this?
We ain't gonna talk about that.
No, that's important.
This was probably like 4 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
4 or 5 years ago, maybe.
Okay, you've been sucking so, free four or five years.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
And that's what I'm saying. I never feel I never feel like that again, player.
Listen, y'all.
Bitch, you got it. If I even feel like I got the thought, I got to think about going through your phone, I'm good.
I was in a relationship with a dude. This was
we're going to get your question next, bro.
A couple years ago.
Yeah, we're going to get to that.
In a relationship with a dude. We all the way out in L.A. I don't know what happened. I believe somebody might have been calling my phone. So I tried to give the man security. I was like, shit, you can go on my phone. But he's such a dominant force that I'm thinking he was going to be cool on it. He was like, all right, I want to go through your phone. Yeah, so
did
we...
Did you bluff and that nigga called it?
Listen, hold on. It's about to get good. So we had a whole itinerary. Like, we busy for the day. It's his birthday. We out day. Like, I'm spending money, like, treating this man real good. Everything going good because he's always done that for me. So we out there having a ball, and I'm just thinking he ain't thinking about that phone. So I was trying to really, like, wait for a time to get by myself to just check my phone real quick because I ain't knew what was in the phone. So I knew that I wasn't cheating on him, but I know men don't like when you're friendly. Men don't like when you respond to niggas. Like, they feel like it shouldn't be nothing that you should have to say to somebody. So we all out in L.A. He ain't said nothing else by the phone, so I'm thinking shit sweet. At the end of the day, he was like, oh, I was still waiting for your phone. Y'all, I never let him get the phone. He wrestled that phone out my hand. and he couldn't get in, y'all. He took that phone. We was in a penthouse, and the windows didn't even open up all the way. They just kind of, you can let them, like, push them out or whatever. Mm. He pushed that window out. That man dropped that phone down so many floors. And he packed up all his shit, and he left out the room. Took the rental. I said, oh, God, I'm in L.A. by myself. I don't know how I'm going to get home. Well, obviously, I had a return flight, so I knew I was going to get a flight. But I hadn't spent all my money all on Rodeo. We all in every store out that bitch. Like, get what you want. So.
Damn.
Yeah.
But get what you want and you spent your own money?
No, it was
his birthday. So what, I was buying.
Was his birthday.
Yeah,
oh,
I was
like,
buying
was
him.
Like, get. What, okay.
What's crazy is, right.
But y'all, when I did get to go through the phone, there was nothing in the fucking phone.
So then why didn't you just give him the phone if wasn't nothing in
because
the phone?
Well,
first off, he's a lame. But why you ain't just give him the phone?
Because it depends, brother.
It depends, brother. Because not saying because me and you go through it. But if that nigga spending some money,
I lost so much weight after I went.
If he's spending some money now, I understand why the nigga want to try to. See by his
control
investment.
This, okay.
See by his investment.
He
you
went
know
on
what I'm saying?
It
like,
had a lot to do with control.
You know what I'm saying?
But I
just rather let God do it.
I knew that, like, if somebody would inbox me and say, oh, you pretty, da da da, I might say thank you, or I might put a heart. And I knew that he didn't like that. So that's all was in the phone. But I was just so nervous. I don't know. I was scared.
Man.
I was scared.
Fuck that. Because
he left me in that room, packed up all his shit and left. But he ended up coming back. But I thought, damn, I'm doomed.
You should have just let that nigga goddamn go through that bitch. Because you volunteered it, dumbass.
Like, I did. I'm so slow for that.
I swear to God. Like,
but it's cool.
That was one of your silliest moves, brother.
Trying
I
to
ain't
going to
hold you like.
Trying to act cute. Talking about, you can go through my phone. He called my bluff.
Listen, bro. And ain't nobody like, I don't know. I guess because I don't be trying to go through no phones. Don't nobody be trying to go through mine. Like, but
so you knew he ain't like it, and you still did it. That what Malik say.
That was
yeah. That's young me. That's old. That's like years old.
No, it ain't. That's still Chartavius right there.
I know you fucking lying.
That dog, my dog get on though. Don't play
please.
With him.
Don't do that.
So, let me stop. What that question was that, bro? We had missed that though. We was gonna get
yeah,
on
what
that.
Was the question?
Question right there. Yeah. What do you say?
Why is our generation the way it is when it comes to relationships?
Well, I think it's kind of vague. So like what okay, if you can't like elaborate a little bit, like what way? Because I don't
okay,
know.
Probably
now,
like
what's up,
probably
nephew?
Like just feeling like it's just like fuck it.
Everybody feeling like everybody's replaceable.
Hey, listen, like, cause I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna say I be on that, so to speak, but like a nigga just don't be like trying to like overstimulate himself or like overstress the situation that I can't control or I can't like, you know what I'm saying? Like
yeah, yeah.
Some that shit that you already did, like, no, I can't let myself get outside my body. I got too much going on. So I'd rather just like say fuck it. But boy, listen.
But you can also learn healthy ways to you can learn healthy ways to deal with other people.
What keep you saying?
You don't something about going through a phone. Folks just don't need to go through nobody's phone.
I'm telling you.
Talking about that's it. That's all. That is a fag girl.
Okay. Not going back, but I got a question.
Go ahead.
If you pay the phone bill.
Oh wait.
If you pay the phone bill, do you have a right to go through the phone?
Oh, man, you got the right.
Because at the
yeah,
end of the
you
day,
definitely got
at the, end
the
of
right.
Day, you could log into your account.
In my personal opinion, a phone bill is always going to be something that's separate. I don't care what type of relationship I get in. A phone bill, that's going to always be separate because that's your privacy. Respect
no,
people's privacy.
I'm saying that's privacy. Mm-hmm. But what if I'm paying? If you, your boyfriend got a phone. Or Jay, your girl got a phone, and you paying the bill. And the viewers out there need them to answer this question. If you paying the bill,
like he be
does
saying,
that
pay your own
does,
shit.
No,
that's
no,
my girl.
No,
pay your own shit. Go ahead, though.
It's people out here paying phone bills.
Truly.
Do you have the right to go? That's the question. I don't want no pay your own phone bill. I don't want none of that. Do you have the right to go through that phone?
Hey, Neek be on here with some bullshit every week.
What you say?
Why though? Like, what makes y'all, men and women, what makes you like, say, let me go through your phone?
Just because you paying, that mean you got authority. No, I'm paying this phone bill. I that's what I'm asking. If it's a no, it's a no. It's a yes, it's a yes. It's just a question. It's a yes or no.
But what make a motherfucker want to go through it though? Like what's like
we adding to? I just want to know
for
yes
me,
or no.
It gonna be a no, cause nigga, I'm in this phone talking about your ass. When I get mad, I'm saying, girl, this motherfucker got
fellas,
me fucked up. Like
fellas,
no, you
fellas,
don't.
Let me give you some free game, fellas. You ain't even got to try to catch
I'm talking
no.
Talking about your mama.
You ain't even got to try to catch no messages. You ain't got to try to catch no cash outs. Just check that flow out, boy. Check the flow out, nigga. You
people
gonna
using
know.
That?
And not only that, this for the younger people, because you know, old, y'all old hoes still do it too.
Jeez.
But just check the flow out, twin. I'm telling you, I'm giving you some free game. You ain't got to go through no group chats, none of that shit. Cause you go through that group chat, you gonna see how your girl really feel about you. Don't go through the group chat. That's just one. Go through the flow app, bro. The flow app gonna tell it all, twin. They get to putting them hearts down on that bitch for one. That mean raw sex. She just trying to keep up with who she fucking. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just you. Just go through that flow app, boy. That's all you gotta do, bro.
I don't have a flow app.
Well, in that case, you go through her cash app, Apple Pay history.
Me?
She can't go to the wallet and delete what is what. Then when you don't know the number, she ain't got the number saved, you put that in cash out. Cause that's what I do when y'all niggas text me and I don't know who you is and I gotta do my background check for a tattoo. Cause
I'm
you
sitting
get,
here thinking, not to cut you out, but I'm sitting here thinking if I did have something going on, I don't know how a person would be able to catch me because I'm a 90s baby, like, no trail, like.
She's talking about no trail.
Like no, you're not about to cash out me. You're not about to, I come get the money, like.
And listen, this one I knew a bitch. This one I knew a bitch was like playing with me, twin. I fuck around sending this bitch just random little shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially like, oh, keep hunger. I was sending random little shit like lunch. Huh, get your nails done. Huh, who can this, sick on this. Bitch gonna tell someone they talking about, I done told you about cash shopping me. I say, ooh. Boy, I tell you, boy. You mean, and listen, when you meet a motherfucker colder than you, boy, that shit do something to you, boy.
I'm God.
That shit do something. When you thought you was the coldest, and you met somebody colder than you.
I agree with you, Justin. You said, trust me, you gonna get caught still. If you doing something and you got, like, if you got something that you don't want nobody to know that you're doing, just don't do that shit, because it always comes out. It gonna always come out.
And then to what I'm insane, listen, I don't be doing that shit, right? I don't be doing it. I just know how to help niggas do it. You feel what I'm saying? Like, I just know how to help you do it. I ain't necessarily, because for one, I ain't going through my gal phone. I'm tell you that, no. I'm cool. I'm good. I don't want to see. Golly, I don't want to see. Boy, you bound to go through that some life changing shit. Boy, you go through that girl phone, bro. I promise to God, boy.
I'm old now. Ain't shit exciting in my phone. Like, I barely take fucking pictures anymore. If you go through my phone, the only thing you gonna
shit,
my
shut
sister
the fuck
calls
up.
Me every morning shut like up. 8 o'clock. Why I gotta shut up?
Cause you take pictures, bro.
Barely.
If your ass gonna do something. You ain't gonna stand in front of that mirror and take a picture, dog.
I mean, I do my little post on my little snap, something like that. But like, you know, them little nice pictures, them little attachments. I'm no longer doing that. I don't do that no more. How y'all feel about that? What are we doing about attachments?
Hold on, what she say?
Hold on, what happened?
Hold on, I thought I caught something just now. Where Kiwi last coming up? Oh, okay, I ain't caught nothing.
He said, I met somebody cold.
She said, and that's exactly why they say women cheat better. Hey, listen, y'all do cheat better than niggas. Because for one, y'all cheating with a nigga that you care about and you love. You know how your crazy ass nigga gonna get anyway. You don't want to go through that.
Scroll down.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I be scared of women, boy. Hey, listen, bro. Boy. Hey, I ain't slid down the wall or nothing, bro. But the nigga definitely smoked a blunt and stared at that ceiling fan like, damn. Well, it be cold, boy. Like, I thought we had something, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Yes. Is it neat? Yeah, men most definitely get different when they got something going on. A girl, a female can kind of hold it down, but you know when a nigga got something going on.
How you know when a nigga got something going on?
First of all, me personally, I always do this. I don't know if y'all follow me on social media, but when Lil Baby and Jada, when they was dating, I always knew when he was cheating on her, I'd be like, Lil Baby ugly again, y'all. Niggas be looking different when they be cheating. Y'all do not be.
Oh, my God. Y'all
seriously. Y'all,
say, I done heard you say some wild shit.
Listen,
bro.
Niggas be ugly as this fuck when they be right cheating.
Don Julio, you see what we doing, twin? Peas in the pod, that the name of it. I'm gonna keep your shit to the side till you send the email. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, y'all niggas, y'all change up when y'all be cheating.
We don't be changing up like yeah. That just when the nigga don't give a fuck for real.
He said, Cap, real P brothers know how to keep it together.
That's what I'm saying. That when a nigga just don't give a fuck. Bitch, I don't care if you find out I'm cheating anyway. I pay all the bills. Where you going? Where you going?
Man.
Right. Let's talk about it. Because that when a nigga get to
said,
doing all that
said,
cheating.
No, the fuck y'all don't. Y'all messy. Girl, they is messy as hell.
Niggas be
doing all that talking. It don't be the women that be with that talking. Talking about just sloppy as fuck. Yeah. It be y'all niggas that be doing that talking.
Man, bro, man, nigga. I want to say, bro, nigga just don't give a fuck no more. You know what I'm saying? You talking about always leaving the trail. Y'all leave a trail too. Honestly, bro, if that nigga like me, bro, he don't give a fuck. Like, I'ma just go, I'ma go do what I do. You know what I'm saying? I still love you though. That's why I just ain't left. Hey, listen, bro, I'm not going through that phone to him. I'm tell you that now. I'm not. I don't know.
You want to lose some weight?
I don't know what y'all prerogative is. Going through that phone is a no-no. I'm just tell you that off rip.
She said, and then y'all cheat with ugly hoes. It ain't even nothing that's hopping us for real. You know, they go where they feel welcome.
First of
they
all,
do that.
First of all, that's why that nigga cheat anyway. It might be the hole in your motherfucking face. Y'all be swearing to be about how somebody look. That bitch just act like somebody. She act how I want my woman to act. I'm just tired of your shit.
Motherfucking face. That's crazy. You know, I had a nigga to tell me that I talk too much. That's been my thing lately. Like, that why, like, dating, that's the kind of response that I'm getting lately. I talk too much. And that why I love a fucking podcast. Let me go where I'm allowed to talk at, where I'm welcome to fucking talk. Because I don't want to be with somebody that feel like I talk too much.
Man, because you can let a motherfucker know you on tour or whatever the case may be, bro. And just because of how you is, how you carry yourself, how many people attracted to you, bro, they still want you. And they want you to themselves. You know what I'm saying? And sad to say, them be the ones that get left behind sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, we had something good going on, but you just couldn't shut the fuck up and mind your business. And just hold it down.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, bro. That shit be real, but like, man.
So just be cool is what you saying.
Just be cool.
Okay.
Just be cool. Because what be so crazy, y'all want a nigga to come be faithful and pay all the bills. Damn, boy, that's a lot. I don't think. Speechless.
I don't like that for you.
Speechless.
I don't like that for you that you feel that way. Like, because that means
it ain't for me though. It ain't for me. I'm just saying though. Like niggas in general.
If you feel like paying all the bills and being faithful is a task, get the fuck on. Like, if you got to choose which one you gonna do when it comes to being a man, like, just don't fuck with me, cause. Because
you want a nigga to pay all the bills?
Because I'm not. No, it ain't about a nigga paying all the bills.
That shit just ain't how life works.
Women don't get to choose. Okay, am I gonna work? Am I gonna be a mother? You do got people that is doing it, and that's their prerogative. That's what they choose. And y'all know how y'all talk down about them bitches.
But listen though, what be so crazy is y'all be sitting there with that dual mother shit. Woo, especially if you and the nigga in the same household. So you tell me that nigga just letting you be a mama? He don't get up when that baby cry. He don't fix no bottle. He don't change no pamper. Then look at what the fuck you created and laid down with. Then what be another thing? Y'all, them niggas be there have 6 kids that you ain't never seen before, and your dumb ass to give them another one. But you supposed to be this big happy family. That's just how the fuck that nigga is. So don't sit there and do that for every nigga, because it's niggas who out here who love being a dad, who love being a part of that creation life. So don't sit here and like, oh, well, I got to be a mama. I seen somebody share some dumb shit like that the other day, talking about, oh, I can't be a mom 100% woman and pay half the bills. Bitch, how the fuck you can't? Because what that nigga just doing, paying bills? It's the grass got to be cut. It's the shit got to be fixed. That nigga around there being compliant with his kids, he's not just telling him, go to your mama. Because then he don't want his kids to hate him. What kind of niggas is y'all dealing with?
Because
that's going to be a reflection of y'all in a minute, though.
It is out there. Well, we ain't going to act like it's not out there. It's out there. But everybody get a choice. People choose what they want to do.
Exactly. If you had a baby with a fuck nigga and you had the signs that nigga was a
Shot
fuck Ruth nigga.
Said, all you got to do is shut the fuck up.
You got to do is shut the fuck up.
Yes, ma'am. She said they mad when you set boundaries.
Pay all the bills and your ass can't cook.
Women don't even be appreciative who really morally support their kids.
What she say?
Who?
What nigga say?
She said no, they mad when you set boundaries. Men. get mad when you set boundaries. They do.
You know what y'all call setting boundaries? Oh, well, we can't fuck unless you want to be in a relationship with me. That be y'all main boundary.
I hate that.
Word, then y'all be, and listen, a nigga be there saying if a nigga hadn't then fell off fucking you. We already done fucked now. We done fell off fucking.
Okay, Virgo.
What if I was just chilling, though? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, though, what if I was just chilling? I wasn't even on no pussy shit or getting some pussy right now. A nigga might have been broke. He just needed 3 weeks to get his shit together. I double back trying to get some pussy. Now you got boundaries. Bitch, I already fucked. What kind of pussy you think you about to give me? You ain't gave me before. Now all of a sudden you just so standing on business. Oh no, you can't get this pussy no more. Well, you gonna give it to another fuck nigga anyway. You ain't got marriage yet. You ain't no closer to getting married yet. But I can't get no pussy because you so boundaried up. Girl, please.
So what give you the right to get it? Because you had it before? What make you feel so entitled to
pussy? What make you feel like I don't feel entitled to shit. I just tried to hit you up on some, can I get some pussy? But now I got to go through stage 1, 2, 3, and 4 again before I get to home base. I got to retake you out to dinner. I got to re-show you the type of nigga I am. I got to redo this, that, and the third for the same pussy.
Okay, well, if you don't want to do it, you know what to do. And that's what you do.
Boot their ass on, twin. Fuck they talking about, like, word, like. Man, come on.
Time I let him cool. Jay is not cooking nothing but some poking beans and weenies. And y'all niggas is eating that shit up.
This really oxtails and rice over here. A nigga cooking up that red beans and rice, you feel me? Like.
Ellis, don't.
Like, bro, but seriously though. And listen, time running out though. But seriously though. Women, baby girl, what type of pussy do you think you are giving me? Listen, when I'm able to call Duke Energy, the fucking credit lenders for 800 credit score because I'm fucking you. Hey, I'm fucking so-and-so. Oh, well, you get so-and-so credit on your bill this month. That's when that pussy worth or something. Bitch, I don't about to give a fuck about that pussy. You been around here slamming on niggas?
I swear they slamming it.
Y'all be slamming the fuck out that shit real tough. All that rough sex you done had.
Talking about reapply for the pussy is crazy.
Bro, you got to go through hell and hot waters for the pussy again. Why? You don't like me no more? You got to make yourself re-like, but I got to re-spend some more money? Bitch, please. Go ahead play that game with them other corny ass niggas, bro. And guess what I'm doing? Put that shit in my hand. Wop, wop, wop. Now I don't even think about you no more. I'm on the way to sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we good. Like,
what the okay, hell? So just do that then. Why continuously, like, pursue motherfuckers if you already feel how you feel? You got your standards. You set your boundaries. Your boundaries are, I ain't about to reapply. I'm not about to go
you
do
might
all
have
this
just posted that. You might just post that picture.
But you're mad at the women for having her standards and her boundaries.
I'm not mad at the women.
Well, I ain't going to say mad, but you know what I'm saying? There's a discrepancy there. Because
you could have hit me up. You could have hit, just like how when you post that picture to the side, a nigga was like, damn, I do kind of miss that shit. Let me see what she on. Bitch, I'll take you to get something to eat. That cool, but stop acting like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, because if you slide up on my shit, like, hey.
That way,
I missed that dick. Well, I'm trying to woot the woot if the schedule permits.
And that why that advice that Miss Kim gave you was so T when she said meet a person where they at. Because just don't deal with those type of females, the ones that require a little more effort. Go get you somebody that gonna say, oh, you can take me to Longhorn and we gonna fuck. Go get you somebody that's comfortable with doing that.
But what you're not understanding is,
okay, Poppy,
I still just wanted to be around you. The sex just was a piece of it. That's what y'all don't be understanding.
Because and nigga, that's what y'all don't communicate.
Niggas are not communicators. That's where the nurturing comes in, that you make a nigga a communicator once you start nurturing. But once y'all be treating that shit like a prize too.
You can't make no man do shit. Okay. I'm one of the most effective communicators I know. I get paid to talk to people. I talk to people for fun. I know how to have a conversation. But you can't, if a man don't want to talk, he's not going to talk. And that's all I gotta say about that. But yeah, listen, let's go ahead and wrap this thing on up. What we doing?
Man, we done ran out of time, bro. Like I said, twin, check. Ho, 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 ho. Let me sit right quick. And check out the angles. check out the views. This our peas in the pod coming from now on. You know what I'm saying? So, you feel me? Yo, secure my theme song right quick. And listen, man. This your boy Jay with the ink. You was tuning into another episode of Peas in the Pod. My girl Shay Janae. I had my boy Yo Shy tap in, man. We back next Tuesday with another one. Peace.
Now it's time.